Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed developing new quality productive forces based on local conditions. He was participating in a meeting with lawmakers from Jiangsu Province during the annual session of the National People's Congress. Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee, called for efforts to seize opportunities, innovate, develop new industries, plan future industries, and improve the modern industrial system. China's targeting economic growth of around 5% this year. Premier Li Cheng has delivered a government work report at the annual session of the country's top legislature. The premier also highlighted efforts to deepen reform and opening up, as well as to boost internal momentum for development.
We support high-quality development of BRI and carry out the 8 major matters for supporting them. And we implement a number of small and beautiful projects for improving the people's well-being. And we continue to support the new international land-sea trade corridor. And we will deepen multilateral, bilateral, and regional economic cooperation. And we work with more countries and the regions in signing and concluding high-standard free trade agreements and investment treaties.
According to the report, the country expects to create over 12 million jobs in urban areas and keep the surveyed urban unemployment rate at around 5.5% this year. Dai Kai runs us through other key messages from the government work report.
Aside from the economy, the report also touches on nurturing new areas of consumption growth, like smart home appliances, cultural and tourism, and as well as sports events. The report also mentions that China would make things easier for foreigners to study, to work, and travel to China. And besides, they're also looking at areas including optimizing real estate policies, boosting county-level economy, and establishing a carbon footprint management system.
A special representative for the Chinese government has met officials from the European Union's diplomatic service in Brussels as the two sides exchange views on the Ukraine conflict. It's part of Li Hui's shuttle diplomacy in Europe to push for a diplomatic solution for the crisis. Li also urged the EU to remove Chinese companies from its new sanctions list as part of its measures against Russia and return to dialogue and negotiations. The special representative earlier visited Russia during his European trip. China says it firmly opposes the Maritime Zones Act, recently approved by the Philippine Senate. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the bill claims illegal sovereignty over islands and waters belonging to China and violates China's territorial integrity and maritime interests in the South China Sea. The spokesperson says China has lodged representations with the Philippines. Transportation authorities in China estimate that there were 8.4 billion trips during the Spring Festival travel rush. Around 80% during the 40-day period were road trips. This year's Chunyuan lasted from January 26 to March the 5th. Donald Trump's the projected winner of the Republican caucuses in North Dakota. The former U.S. president is inching closer to securing the GOP nomination for presidential candidate. He's previously defeated Nikki Haley in states including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Haley's declared victory only in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court's unanimously ruled that Trump can remain on the primary ballot in Colorado, rejecting the state's disqualification and potentially setting national-wide guidelines. France has become the world's first country to make abortion a constitutional right. Lawmakers overwhelmingly backed that bill. Women's rights groups and activists have gathered in central Paris to welcome the move. Paris 2024 has unveiled posters for the Olympic Games that feature the city's most celebrated landmarks. Head of design Joachim Ronson explains the inspiration behind the art.
I wanted something very flamboyant, very rich, very colorful, and it's typical of Paris. When you look at the various restaurant signs and stuff, you can see the Art Deco style. When you look at the subway, the entrance of the subway, you can see this Art Nouveau style. These are all the various inspiration that Hugo has and I have.
Organizers expect to sell at least 15,000 posters for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. This summer marks the centenary of the 1924 Games in Paris. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.